Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
3 people now under arrest in connection with violent attacks in Greenwich Village early today. 2 women and a man in their 20s each slashed at around 5 a.m. at Waverly Place and Christopher Street, close to the historic Stonewall Inn. All 3 are expected to be okay. It's unclear what led to the attacks. The NYPD is also investigating a case of vandalism a few blocks away at Washington Square Park.
The red paint was aimed in the form of projectile balloons at the 2 statues on each side of the arch. One of Washington as a general, the other of Washington as president. Police say 2 men can be seen on video at around 3:20 in the morning vandalizing the arch while a woman on a city bike possibly acts as a lookout. Neighbors like Olivia were angry to see the iconic arch this way.
I think it's disgusting. You can protest peacefully, but this falls into rioting and destruction, and it's not helping the cause.
But other neighbors like Eric say it does make you think.
Someone should look a little deeper as to why people feel the need to do that.
Do you think Washington is someone we need to look at a little more critically?
I think so, yeah. I mean, he was a slave owner, and, you know, white people wrote all the stories, so I think it's worthwhile to, like, relook at history and think about it in new ways.
And he says the stain of the paint can be removed. Parks Department workers used a solution to dissolve it, then power washed the marble arch. Sonia Rincon, 1010 Winds at Washington Square Park.